2011 Boyer Lectures.
Everyone knows the story of the first Plymouth Thanksgiving in 1621. Metacom's father, Massasoit, attended that one, offering help and friendship to the hapless, half-starved English Puritans. Few know the story of the Plymouth Thanksgiving of 1676, presided over by Massasoit's son's decapitated, rotting head. We like that earlier story much better. Let's not do black armband history. Pass the turkey. Let's we forget. But I can't forget. Though Benjamin Church's mill was torn down, my land bears his imprint. The Tiascum Brook remains dammed, the herring absent, and the grindstone is still here, set as a doorstep at the entrance to my house. 2 meters in diameter, almost half a meter thick. When my foot lands on its notched ridges, words from Gerard Manley Hopkins's poem echo in my head. Generations have trod, and all is seared with trade, bleared, smeared with toil, and wears man's smudge and shares man's smell. Benjamin Church's mill was built 100 years before the Industrial Revolution that dismayed Hopkins, but it industrialized this landscape. And now I live where he lived, in an American home, on Indian land, haunted by ghosts who lived and died, unaware that my land, my home place, even existed.